Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the people of the planet Earth of Sector 18 Alpha Zebra Bravo. Good morning to the people of planet Earth, to the people who live in Utah. Good morning, Utah. It is Saturday. Saturday, April the 17th, 2021. And it's just after 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time here in Utah, an undisclosed location where I sojourn. I travel through the hillsides. I wander with the wolf. I am chased by eagle and hawk. I live off the sand. I drink the shallow wind. I travel through the Rockies in search of sustenance, but all I find are hooker nightmares. And those hooker nightmares turn into rancid LSD dreams. If you are listening on a shortwave radio to 5950 kilohertz, then this is either Saturday or Sunday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or it's Sunday, Monday morning at 3 a.m. UTC. It's your time-space continuum. Figure it out for yourself, buddy. And if you are listening on the shortwave to 5950 kilohertz, then it's WRMI out of Miami. Pick the appropriate date to find the show notes. And if you want to find the show notes for this particular podcast broadcast, just go to dfgtc.org/show notes. That's D as in dog, F as in foxtrot, G as in golf, T as in tango, C as in Charlie, .org/show notes. And if you pick the right date using your own logic engine, you'll probably find the notes related to this podcast broadcast. But I can't tell you what day you're listening to it on if you're listening to it on the shortwave. I can't. It might be April. It might be May. It could be November. It could be October. It's probably not July, right? Not yet. That's very dissonant, isn't it? Very dissonant. That's bad. Very bad. If you want to learn more about me or stuff I'm working on, you can go to igloo-luau.com. If you want to listen to more of my podcasts, all my MP3 files are available for download at dfgtc.org/mp3. I know, it's a mystery. And if you want a different way to listen to my podcasts where there's actually notes, you can go to iamsully.com. But, you know, full disclosure, if you go to iamsully.com, you'll hear bad words in my older podcasts, much more, many more bad words. And if you're afraid of bad words, don't go there. And if you want to contact me with a story about your life, you would like me to read on the air, if you'd like to contact me and tell me how terrible a person I am and use all the bad language that you can muster, then you can contact me by emailing me at me@iamsully.com. That's me@iamsully.com, or me@iamsully.com. Email me and tell me what you think, okay, buddy? You can do it, man. You can if you want to. You can invoke the powers of the ancients to transform your own mind into a swamp box. If you seek after the diesel fuel of existential nightmares, all you'll find is the sand trap of your own mulligans. Do you want to go golfing today? Do you want to go golfing in a snowstorm? First topic, and remember, brothers and sisters, my friends out there in the universe, time and space is slipping on you. First topic, there will be a black market for anal swabs. Now, it's funny, if I said to you, a black market for anal swabs, and I asked you, which is it? The title of a French existentialist novel written in 1972 after a really bad batch of cocaine? Or, if I said to you, a black market in anal swabs, would you say, that sounds like the preamble, Dan, of a business plan in 2025? A black market for the anal swab. That's right. Bigger than Amazon. A black market for anal swabs. I never really thought that that could be a thing, really. I mean, I never would have conceived of it, even as crazy as I am, okay? As addled, as broken, as burnt out an old computer programmer as I am, whereby all my brain case is filled with bad code and bad thoughts about bad girls. I'm kidding. But no, as broken as my mind is, or was, or continues to be, I never imagined in my wildest broken dreams that we would reach a point where people could trade anal swabs on the black market. But yeah, brothers and sisters, if they're trading blood samples and urine samples to, you know, beat a drug test on the job, there will be a black market for the anal swab. There will be a black market for anal swabs by the year 2025. People will trade their anal swabs for power, for gold, for control. Because the only way you'll be allowed to buy or sell or to eat or to drink or to live someplace is if you pass your COVID monkey herpes 100% negative pass anal swab through the anal swab check machine. Yeah, by the year 2025, the anal swab will keep you alive. And you'll come to Uncle Dan's back alley anal swabs. All of our anal swabs will come from the Amish. All of our anal swabs will come from the Mennonites. We will get none from the Mormons. Yeah, I'll leave that there. Yeah. So I'd like to read an article from the Gateway Pundit. And this article was published on April the 15th, 2021. The title of the article: the head of Denmark's health agency keels over and drops unconscious during presser on decision to stop using AstraZeneca vaccines. I'm going to read that headline again. The head of Denmark's health agency keels over and drops unconscious during presser on decision to stop using AstraZeneca vaccines. Yes, and this article was written by Jim Hoft, and it was published as stated on April the 15th, 2021, and I read on. The head of Denmark's medicines agency, Tanya Eriksson, collapsed during a press conference on the decision to stop using the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. According to a report from BBC News, she was taken to hospital as a precaution and has reportedly recovered. The death of a second person in Denmark who died after getting the AstraZeneca vaccine was reported this week. Oh boy. Yeah. And that's pretty much it. That's the whole article coming from the Gateway Pundit. Wow. What a disappointing article given the volume of words, but it says so much, doesn't it, brothers and sisters? Brothers and sisters, do you believe what you see with your eyes? You remember back in 2014 when ISIS miracled itself out of the desert? They were driving those brand new Toyota pickups. Remember those, brothers and sisters? They were all armed with 5.56 NATO carbines. Remember that, brothers and sisters? You remember all those videos of the beheadings? You remember the beheading videos? So very realistic. So very realistic. So realistic, I would have seen it in a Star Wars film. Now, why am I going off on a tangent about the BS around ISIS and how it's probably not a real thing and probably was manufactured about 6 years ago by the CIA, 6-7 years ago? Here's why. When I see something about a person on a camera dropping over sideways at this point, I have a hard time taking it seriously. I'm not saying this didn't happen. Tanya might very well have keeled over, and it might have had zero to do with any vaccine. I'm not claiming the vaccine is safe. I'm just saying, think a little before you believe anything in a story. The story doesn't exactly say she had the vaccine. It just says she keeled over. The one thing that's clear, though, from this type of article and this type of video is it scares people. It clearly does that, though, doesn't it? It scares people. It freaks them out. It puts them into a state of mind where they just wonder what's going to happen next. And for those people that invest all their hopes and all their dreams in people in positions of authority, when you see a person in a position of authority kind of just keel over, you know, and by just association, it's implied that maybe it has to do with the jab. That's freaky. That's freaky. And even for adults, let alone children, brothers and sisters. I mean, children raised on the Disney World dreck, they see somebody fall over. Is probably pretty traumatic. Even if it is a Danish person. Even if it is a Danish person, we get a little sad when we see somebody keel over, right? Anyways, I don't want to spend too much on the subject. I've talked about it before. About the only thing I am certain of at this point, and this is all I'm certain of, is that we are living in the midst of the most comprehensive, the most well-planned and executed military psychological operation in human history. It is around the world. It is every country. It's not just here. It's China. It's Russia. It's the EU. It's everywhere. Now, there are countries that are trying to reject the COVID PSYOP, but the COVID PSYOP is just one of them, brothers and sisters. There's the COVID. There's the monkey herpes. There's all kinds of PSYOPs. And I don't even know what we could say is true. This is why I say the only thing I'm certain of is the PSYOP. I am certain of nothing else. The reset sounds like a PSYOP to me too. Sorry, for those of you talking about the super totalitarianism of the super powerful super state, I worked for them 25 years ago. 25 years ago, they didn't have the juice to do what you're talking about. Do you actually think they have the juice today? Do you believe they have the juice to do Nazi Germany 1930s? Or the Soviet Union 1930s? Or is it more likely, brothers and sisters, that you are afraid of Baghdad Bob? You're afraid of somebody trying to freak you out with fear. You're afraid of the person, the man, the woman, the ex behind the curtain. But if you strip away the fear, what you find is nothing, brothers and sisters. And if there is something, it's still hidden. And maybe there is something hidden that they want to be hidden, and maybe that's the point of all these PSYOPs. But I'm telling you, the only thing I am certain of at this point is the PSYOP. Everything else looks to be a lie, looks to be crap, looks to be pure fear. And if you're going to ask the question, well, Dan, when does the PSYOP end? I have a simple clinical answer to that question. When a certain percentage of the population becomes physically sick and incapacitated from adrenal fatigue, that's when it ends. Now, I don't know how far we are from that yet. I can tell you, according to what I read before the monkey herpes, we were one of the sickest nations on earth. That's what they told us, right? Lots of unhealthy people, lots of bad food. Does that sound like a formula for success for living through a fear trauma monkey PSYOP for more than a year or two? So if you want to know how long the PSYOP can last, well, the answer there is fairly simple. When a certain percentage of people simply become so sick that they cannot do their jobs, they cannot take care of themselves, they can't take care of their families because of adrenal fatigue, That's when it ends for sure. I don't know what that day is. And it's not going to be a specific day because people are fuzzy. Some people fail early. Some people fail often. We are not perfect, okay? People break in different ways, but eventually with adrenal fatigue. Everybody gets sick. Everyone dies. Or eventually you throw away the fear. Those are the options. Sickness. Death. Or just throw away the fear, brothers and sisters. Just throw away the fear. And it's hard to do because throwing away the fear sometimes means throwing away a paradigm or something we believe in, something we think is true. But I say throw it away. I say throw it away. Next topic, the movie Deer Hunter and the jab. If you've never seen the movie Deer Hunter, and I want to give you a proper date on this because I don't want to lead you astray. I think this movie came out in the late 70s, but 1978. And you've got our good friend Christopher Walken. I love Christopher Walken and Robert De Niro and John Savage. But, you know, Christopher Walken and Robert De Niro are two of the key actors in the movie, in the storyline, The Deer Hunter. And again, I don't know whether The Deer Hunter is based on a real thing or not. You can research that yourself. I saw that movie. I might have been 10 or 11 when I saw that movie. I did not see it in the theater back then. You know, they did a good job of keeping 8 or 9 year old kids out of the movie theater if it was R-rated. And The Deer Hunter was definitely R-rated, I think. And it was one of those Vietnam movies. And Vietnam was so warm in the memory back in the 70s, folks. In the movie The Deer Hunter, there is a scene, in fact, there's a couple scenes, where the game Russian Roulette has prominent focus. And the game Russian Roulette is kind of a suicide game. It really is. Because ultimately, if you play it long enough, the odds say you're going to kill yourself. So the game of Russian Roulette only has one outcome if you play it for some indefinite period of time. And the outcome is the following. You pull the trigger on the revolver. There is a round in that chamber, and you die. Now, of course, though, in the game of Russian Roulette, you just have one round, and let's assume that the revolver from the movie had six chambers, okay? So one round, six chambers. We'll make that assumption. I don't remember. And those odds seem pretty good. You know, you spin the cylinder. You wait for it to lock, you put it to your head, you pull the trigger, your odds are good, right? And I was thinking of the Russian roulette game and thinking about the jab, because in recent days, there's been this propaganda of, well, Dan, you know, the vaccines, they do harm people sometimes. They do kill you sometimes. But only sometimes, Dan. Only sometimes does the vaccine kill you. It doesn't kill everybody. Only sometimes it gives you Bell's palsy. Most people leave with a smile on their face, Dan. Yeah, you know, that's basically the argument. The vaccine only kills or harms a few people. So here is my thought experiment, my Gedanken, for all my listeners out there. And if you are listening on the radio, on shortwave, you are probably listening to 5950 kilohertz. And this is WRMI out of Miami, Okeechobee. Okeechobee, where the great beast raises its head out of the swamp to peer upon the earth to see if anything is worth seeing. And in general, every February the 2nd, it looks out and it says, the world is crap. I'm gonna go back to sleep, you know, and rest my head with Cthulhu. Until the time of her supplicants comes and the ancient ones rise up, I'll just rest my head in the Okeechobee. That's if you're listening on the radio. If you're listening on the radio, this is 5950 kilohertz, WRMI out of Miami, Okeechobee, and it's either Saturday, Sunday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Sunday, Monday morning at 3 a.m. UTC or just after, because, hey, folks, it's UTC or go home, right? It's UTC or go home. Or go home. Indeed, people will tell you, Dan, only a few people get the vaccine and die. And before I continue, one more thing. If you want the notes for this show and you're listening on shortwave, the notes are at dfgtc.org/show notes. That is Delta Foxtrot Golf Tango Charlie. .org/show notes and pick the right date and you'll find the right show notes. You control your own time. So people will tell you, they'll say, but Dan, the vaccine. The vaccine, Dan. The vaccine only kills a few people. Vaccine only kills a few people, Dan. It only harms a few people. I got a question for you guys in this Gedanken experiment. If I went around your neighborhood, if I went around your city or your community, and I only killed a few people and only harmed a few others, nothing rapey or gross, I would just kill you outright or maybe leave you disfigured. Would that be okay? I know you have a right to defend yourself. Folks, I'll be a good predator. But can I go around your neighborhoods and terrorize you if I only kill a few? Is that okay? I think this is an obvious one. It's not even a very good thought experiment. Because it's pretty obvious. It's not okay to kill only a few people, or even just to kill randomly. In fact, in some ways, it's more abhorrent and it's definitely scarier because it's easier for us to wrap our heads around revenge, right? Revenge, or just common reasons for killing folks. There are lots of reasons. Revenge, lust, romance, triangle crap, stealing money, finding the gold in the Sierra Nevadas. You know, finding the gold of the Sierra Madre. That's a good reason to kill some people. Well, it's not really, but that's a reason, and we can understand that. But random killing the way that Bill Gates does it, this is hard to understand. It is. It's hard to understand, in a way, the murder of a guy like Bill Gates, the way he kills, the way that Joseph Stalin killed people, the way that Mao Zedong killed people. The way that Jim Jones killed people, because in a lot of ways it was random. And it almost feels better if there's a reason, brothers and sisters. It feels better if we can point to a reason and say, well, this was the reason. And if I acted differently, I would have gotten sick. I wouldn't have died. So if someone tells you it's just okay that the vaccine randomly kills some people, only a few, and it's okay that the vaccine harms people, but only a few, then the only really good question at that point is it okay for you to do the same? If it's just random, if it's just a few people that get killed. And if the counter argument is, well, Dan, we do this to save many more, then you need to prove it. Almost exactly like 9/11, the one thing missing in this whole drama is proof. I've seen none of it. I've seen dancing nurses. If anything, that proves that it's BS. I've seen all kinds of commies marching through the streets. When I was living in Seattle, they marched up and down the streets last summer. No social distancing, no fear of the monkey herpes. So we require proof, P-R-O-O-F. We require evidence. If we're going to shred any sense of civic society, if we're going to give in to the worst aspects of existence, at least give us evidence. If you're going to kill people, show us why and give us good evidence. But again, folks, we're talking about the government. Good evidence is not in the cards. I want to read an article. This article comes from the dailymail.co.uk. And again, if you want to know, this is in the notes. Pick the right date if you're listening on radio, dfgtc.org/show notes. And you can find the link to this article yourself. This article comes from the Daily Mail, dailymail.co.uk. And the title of the article is Medical Student 21 Died a Day After Getting the Johnson & Johnson Vaccine, Leaving Family Devastated as Officials Open Investigation into His Death. And I read on. And this article was written by Mary Cacato, senior health reporter, and Rachel Sharp for thedailymail.com, and it was published on 16 April 2021. Officials are investigating the death of a University of Cincinnati student one day after he received Johnson & Johnson's one-dose COVID-19 vaccine. One dose is all you need, right, buddy? John Foley, 21, a pre-med junior, passed away on Sunday. His body was discovered shortly afterwards by his college roommates, reported Fox 19. The Ohio Department of Health and Hamilton County Coroner's Office are awaiting medical records and test results before determining the cause of death. Well, I'm so glad you guys are so cautious in reporting. A year ago, if somebody accidentally tripped and fell, they had the COVID. If somebody got hit by a car, they had the COVID. If someone was lost in deep space from an alien attack, they had the COVID a year ago, and you knew this 5 minutes before they died. But now you're really cautious, government. Thank you. Thank you for being so cautious at just the right time. And once again, the Ohio Department of Health and the Hamilton County Coroner's Office are awaiting medical records and test results before determining the cause of death. It comes as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced on Tuesday they were recommending a pause of the shot after six women developed rare but serious blood clots out of 7.2 million vaccinations, if you believe the numbers. The figure of six was later updated to include nine people, including two people during clinical trials, and seven after the vaccine was approved for emergency use, including one person who died. There is no current evidence to suggest that the one-shot vaccine was the cause of Foley's death. Hamilton County Coroner Lakshmi Samarco told reporters on Friday afternoon that a preliminary autopsy report indicated his cause of death might have been a heart or breathing issue, not a blood clot. by preliminary autopsy findings, we don't see a direct connection between the two. Sammarco said, wow, you guys are so good at eliminating crap now compared to a year ago. There's some misinformation about clots or pulmonary embolism. And again, on autopsy, we did not find any evidence of that. Foley received the shot on Saturday morning when he began feeling ill. He never woke up and passed away in his sleep. According to his parents, Mary Beth and Michael, Foley was a National Honor Society member who made the dean's list every semester. Our beloved son, John Francis Foley, is gone, and our family mourns the loss of this wonderful and sweet joy of our lives, a statement from his parents, released by their attorney, reads in part, while the facts remain unclear on how he died, we are rejoicing in how he lived, caring for others, lit with God's grace, and generous to all. We know the doctors involved are doing their best. We must be patient, and we ask everyone else to be patient too. John was going to be a doctor, so this is what he would want. Patience. News of his death comes after a 43-year-old father of seven was reportedly left partially paralyzed after receiving the shot. Brad Malagari of St. Martin, Mississippi, suffered a stroke caused by a blood clot. You know what, guys? I'm going to let you read the rest of this article yourselves because it reads like the description in the TV's Guide of Hell for a snuff flick. And I cannot read anymore. But again, if you go to dfgtc.org/shownotes, you can find this article and you can read about the people that might have died because of the vaccine, maybe. I ask you to remember the beginning of this podcast broadcast and that general rant about psychological operations and the idea that we don't really know what we're looking at. I don't know the truth of this story. I don't. Neither do you. Not unless you're, you know, this young man who died clearly, you know the truth now, or this young man's parents. I don't know if this story's real or not, okay? I don't. I do know that it would scare people. I do know also that they control the media. A newspaper like the Daily Mail is controlled. Stuff that gets published in that online journal is not random. So if they publish stuff about vaccine injuries, what does that imply logically? It means they want you to know. And if they publish stuff about vaccine injuries in a ham-fisted, ridiculous, Keystone Cops kind of way, it means they want you to be afraid. That's all you really know. You don't really know the truth of the story, but you do know that they want you to be scared. They do know, or rather, you know, that they are spreading fear. This is what you know. You don't know the truth of the story, but you know they are spreading fear. They're spreading fear, brothers and sisters. Next topic, but I know I got a little angry there. I understand this. I don't really want to spend much more time on the subject, but to me, I don't think we know anything about these vaccine injuries for sure yet. We don't even know if they're real. All we can be certain of is that they want people to be scared, and they want people immobilized, and they want people confused. And that's all that we really know. Next topic. But before we do, I'm going to get some little coffee here. Before I continue, I would like to talk about this whole thing of psychological warfare in general and maybe look at it from a different angle. I think you could probably say that another way of looking at psychological warfare is as a kind of magic or witchcraft. It's not advanced witchcraft. It's not advanced magic. It's what would be referred to as lesser magic. And I would even say that one could define psychology as the study of lesser magic. Means of manipulation, means of control that are not super deep. They're kind of shallow, but if you apply them long enough over time, they go rather deep. So when we look at the PSYOP, we can look at it from a perspective of the, how can I say this? You can see this from the perspective of the non-religious person or the atheist or someone who has a secular perspective. And you could say, well, this is just the application of psychology and science and what we know about the brain, what we know about stress response. Frankly, what the Nazis learned and the Nazis taught us, the ones that became part of the CIA after World War II. So we know a lot about what happens to the mind, the brain, and the human body if it's exposed to trauma-based mind control. But the other side of it is this, that there is something satanic about manipulating people's free will. There is something satanic about deceiving people to the point of sickness. There really is. There is something satanic about manufacturing a news story for only one purpose, and that is to create fear. That is satanic. That is dark. That is bad. Next topic. Next topic, extreme camping. So I was reviewing something on social media the other day about extreme camping. It's a new craze. It's probably a craze that's been egged on, sort of highlighted or excited by the whole reality show type thing, you know, leaving people naked and afraid, Survivor, Garbage Dump Island. Yeah, there's been all these reality shows about being dumped someplace without any clothes or ability to start a fire. Being dumped someplace without any clothes, covered in your sweat, covered in your funk, being hunted by giant animals that want to feed on your pot-imbued flesh because you smoke too much weed, buddy. And you might think extreme camping is going to REI and buying equipment, buying your winter tested sleeping bag, buying your winter tested, your alpine tested tent that you can wear on your 3 or 4 8-day backpack, and then you're going to buy your water purification system, your life straw. You might think of yourself as an extreme camper if you load up your BMW and you head out into the swamps with nothing but a buck knife and a 6-pack of beer, a fifth of whiskey, and 10 pounds of cocaine. You might think that's extreme. Going to the Okeechobee on your airboat with your cocaine and your whiskey and your beer and the 17 hookers you picked up at that bar. You might think that's extreme camping too, but it's not. Extreme camping. Extreme camping is where you run naked through the forest, singing songs of freedom and life. Extreme camping is where you have no shirt, no shoes, no service for your cell phone. You have no socks, you have nothing on, you are running with your wiener spinning in the wind, or if you're a woman, your zone is catching the air, right? You're running through the woods, and then you see a grizzly bear. You run through the woods, and you find a grizzly bear on the trail you're running on naked. That grizzly bear looks hungry and angry and furious, and his eyes are glowing with fire. You wrestle that bear to the ground, you wrestle the bear into a swamp pond, a nasty little zone of skunk weed, and you wrestle in the mud and the muck until the bear is dead after 3 hours of wrestling. And then you kill the bear with a coup de grace of a large rock crushing its skull open. You grab out a scoop of its brains and you feed upon it because you know that the fear chemicals are flowing and you will get the power of the bear spirit. You'll get the power of the bear if you take a scoop of its brains. Power the bear. And then once you've killed the bear, you roast its meat, you make clothes out of its skin, you make a tent. And then you find your man or your woman or your woman man or your man woman or your cougar or your puma or maybe another bear. And you make love to your man woman bear under that bear skin tent after tearing off your bear skin underwear and eating roasted grizzly balls. And that is extreme camping. One of the questions that might occur to you is, Dan, could the PSYOP end today? Like, if it suddenly ended, and I don't think it's going to. I'm sorry for being pessimistic. I don't think the PSYOP is going to magically end today. I think it could. I think if everybody woke up and understood what was going on, I think if everyone put down their ironically named devices, their smart devices, and actually took a gaze at what's going on, yes, the madness could end today. But if you're a Christian like me, you also know that, you know, in the Bible it says that even though it could, it won't. It could, but it probably won't. And it's not to say that this is deterministic. It is a matter of fate, though. And it is a question of principles. And it is a question of courage. And if there is courage, then there is a chance. But show me the courage. I mean, I see movies, I see films, I see videos. I see people in other places protesting, and I think that's great. But I also wonder, is that real? Because I could see, as a PSYOPs engineer, producing videos showing people protesting. Because you want people to believe somebody is doing something. Could the PSYOP end today? Could people reject the spiritual war? Could we embrace the truth of Christ? That's what we're getting at, isn't it, really, though? Could we embrace the truth of Christ? Could we do that? I don't know. I don't know. But here's the thing I do know. If the PSYOP ended today, if all of a sudden the whole thing ended, then I promise you some of your best liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat voter friends will magically forget wearing the one or two masks. They'll magically forget saying evil, vile things to people. In fact, if you mention the monkey herpes, they'll say, what was that? I don't remember that. Believe me, go to Maple Leaf, Seattle. Go to Cloud City Coffee. The day the monkey herpes ends, they'll be, I don't remember that. I don't remember it, Dan. I know you don't. Not the suicides, not the untreated cancers, not the heart attacks or the diabetes, not the drug overdoses, not any of it. You don't remember any of it. No, I don't. I don't remember, Dan. Oh my gosh. I think that this is probably not going to end tomorrow, but if it did, you should go to Cloud City Coffee in a week or two after all of the monkey herpes madness, after all the race war madness, after all the afraid of Russians under your bed or Chinese people under your bed. If all of the trauma monkeys, if all of the psyops, if all of the mass shooting crap ended, you should go to Cloud City Coffee in Maple Leaf, Seattle. You should sit down at a table without your mask on, because believe me, they won't be wearing their masks either once their, you know, drone commander, their emperor, once Darth Vader says no mask, no mask, my friend. Once Darth Vader goes on the radio and says, people of Seattle, you can take off your mask because the monkey herpes was crap, people will. So go to Cloud City Coffee in Maple Leaf, Seattle, after the PSYOP is over. Sit down, look at all the people without their masks on, then pick somebody random and say, so what do you think about the COVID? And what they'll tell you is, I don't remember. I don't understand. I don't let bad things into my head. Lady, you don't let anything into your head, is the response. And it might not be a lady. It could be some dorky dude. You don't let anything into your head. Next topic. What is lesbian sex? What is lesbian sex? I know there are people out there who wonder what lesbian sex is. Is lesbian sex? When two women voluntarily meet at a bar, they stare into each other's eyes, their minds become entangled in a love swamptress. They cover themselves in ancient oils. They ingrungulate themselves using their flinctus muscles. Go ahead, FCC, figure out what that was. Yes, they ingrungulate themselves using their flinctus muscles. They ingrungulate using their flinctus muscles. And they spin and spin and spin and play slip and slide with their womanly juices. And in a passionate kiss, they harumpulate the kissmas. Yes, in a passionate kiss, as their minds reach a total state of ecstasy, these lesbians, and there can be at least two, could be three, you never know if it's on Pornhub. Yes, in a passionate kiss, as they reach climax, as their G-spots have been turned on completely, almost like an electrical system in Texas after the blackout, They harumpulate the kismus. And if you don't know the spelling of this, you can go to dfgtc.org/shownotes and pick the right date and you can look at the notes. Anywho, next topic. I can't wait until the hooker wars of East Nevada Desert begin. These will summon forth the submarine wars of 2067. I will wail on old snake kings and my women will have my back. Dressed scantily, sweaty, carrying chain and rods and bats and love. I will be hooker general. And we shall rule Vegas before the flood. You gonna get that gold? Yelled Admiral Tarvis to his team of winky-eyed muskrat knights. The flood were coming. The alligators. And the old-time fusion-powered submarines was upon us. Subs captained by busty women in tight-fitting jumpsuits. We will battle for Coke. We will battle for cocaine. Your woman warrior name will be Non-Jealous Du Frosty. Your suit will be black and silver and red. You will carry two short swords and wear high heels. And you will have your own fleet of submarines during the Second Hooker Submarine War of 2037, and you will have weed. There will come a time in the future where beautiful women in scantily clad little outfits will battle beneath the surface of the ocean. They will battle for the ocean, they'll battle for the fish and the piranha. They will battle for the whale and the octopus. They'll battle for the cougar shrimp. They'll battle for they'll battle for all kinds of things, really. They'll battle for seaweed and urchin. They'll battle for jellyfish. They'll battle for love. When the great submarine wars of 2067 come upon us. And there are many of you who will say, Dan, what will presage the submarine wars? And I've told you, the hooker battles of Nevada. There will be massive battles between hookers in Nevada in the late 2020s and early 2030s. These hooker battles will lead to catastrophe and mayhem. And at least, if you're living in the year 2033, you'll know this, that possibly WRMI out of Miami Okeechobee will be having some kind of show on 5950 kilohertz. At 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday, Sunday night, or 3 a.m. UTC, Sunday, Monday morning time. This is WRMI and the Planetary Status Report. Your friend Dan. This is how you keep up to date on things, brothers and sisters. This is how you contact the ancient aliens. This is how you keep your tax return status clear. This is how the vibrational technology of the acidic realm gets into your bones and feeds on the parasites inside your bones. The parasites you got from your French bulldog because you wanted to be cool. So you guys keep it real. You keep yourselves safe out there on planetary Bo Blimp Dock. You keep struggling against the laser nights. You keep wandering through the swamps of your own distress. You be careful what you feed the animals. You be careful what you feed yourself. And remember to be you.